The whole question of whether MMA and the UFC is a working class sport or not came about because the UFC is having a hard time selling the tickets to UFC 140. They're not sold out yet. They're not sold out yet. It's a surprise to not only Dana White, UFC's president, who, is called Toronto the Mecca of MMA on many occasions. He's always come here and had good things to say about the town. But right now, they are not sold out. The tickets are just too expensive. That's the problem. They're a couple $100 a ticket. That's not pocket change. That's a lot of money. Not to say it's not worth it. You'd spend the same amount of money at a Leaf game, but it's still quite a lot. I myself am a huge fan of the sport. I'm a diehard fan of the sport and an educated fan of the sport. And although I did pluck the money down to go because I think it's a great event, and me and my dad like sharing the experience together. It was a difficult decision. It wasn't an easy decision, considering I've been to an event. But at the same time, if I stayed at home, I'd be spending $60 on the pay-per-view, and I'd be ordering a pizza, and so you're still spending $100 to watch the fight. And so I wanted to get a casual fan's take on this. I didn't want to ask people in the business because they're gonna have a non-objective opinion. I want to ask people who like the sport as a sports fan, but who aren't diehard hardcore fans of the sport, like someone like myself. And the results I found were staggering. People were polarized as to whether the UFC and MMA is a working class sport or not anymore. This wouldn't even be a question 10 years ago when people thought it was just a fist fight. It was a bare knuckle brawl. What John McCain, the former U.S. presidential nominee, called human cockfighting. The very fact that this question needs to be asked really calls into question whether or not MMA is a working class sport. And as I found out, the public is very polarized towards this. They're just not sure. The casual public is not sure anymore. And it's a surprise to many of us. We'll have to see how things pan out in the future. Like I said, the fact that the UFC is going to be on Fox now, and the fact that they're going to show the heavyweight championship fight next week for free, obviously they're going to be losing a lot of potential pay-per-view money for that. But the fact that they are doing that is showing that they are trying to get more fans in it, and they are trying to get more working-class people who can only afford basic cable. So the future does look bright, but we'll have to wait and see. For the TorontoObserver.ca, I'm Adam Martin.